Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for May 18th, 2007. This week, Justin Warner is going to tell us how a microbe could help prevent asthma. But first, Chelsea Wald gives us one reason why you might want to lay off the barbecue this summer.
Eating grilled, broiled, or fried meat often could harm your health because of chemicals you've probably never heard of. They're called advanced glycation end products, or AGEs, and your body makes them naturally. Scientists have known for decades that a buildup of these plays a part in chronic age-related diseases like diabetes and heart and kidney disease. But now endocrinologist Helen Vlasara of Mount Sinai School of Medicine has found that even young, healthy people can end up with high levels through their diet.
And we believe that the AGE levels may help us, in a way, raise a red flag, so to speak, and inform people to watch what they eat and how it is prepared. Because in the long run, with time, these products tend to accumulate in the body.
AGEs form fastest in animal products cooked dry at high heat, so stewing, boiling, and steaming can cut down on them.
Thanks, Chelsea. Being smart may help you earn more, but it doesn't help you get rich. That's according to economist Jay Zagorski at Ohio State University. Looking at decades of data on over 7,000 Americans, he found that generally, the higher your IQ, the bigger your paycheck. But there was no relationship between IQ and total wealth. In other words, your savings and assets minus your debts.
One possible reason is that people say, oh, I'm earning higher income. There's no reason for me to save right now. I can always earn higher income than, say, other people. So whenever I need money, I can just earn it.
Strangely, he also found that people with just slightly above average intelligence were the least likely to have financial problems, like bankruptcies, overdue bills, and maxed out credit cards, while both the dullest and the brightest got into more trouble. Next, in this age of antibiotics, we tend to think of bacteria as bad things, but some can have benefits. Justin Warner tells us about one of them.
A common stomach infection called Helicobacter pylori may protect against childhood asthma and allergies. This according to a new study led by microbiologist Martin Blaser, chair of New York University's Department of Medicine. Blaser says that Helicobacter infections have been almost universal in humans for thousands of years, but in the 20th century, the infections started disappearing, probably because of the introduction of antibiotics.
So as a result, we now have people, I think for the first time in human history, adults who either have the organism or don't, and so we can measure the consequences.
The bug has already been shown to have both costs and benefits to the gastrointestinal tract. Now, Blaser's team has analyzed the medical records of about 8,000 people, and they found that those with Helicobacter infections are 40% less likely to ever have had childhood asthma or allergies. As to why, Blaser suspects that a chronic Helicobacter infection keeps the immune system occupied, reducing the likelihood that it'll go haywire over pollen or cold air. This is a variant of the so-called hygiene hypothesis, that by eliminating germs with our arsenal of disinfectants, we're leaving our immune systems with nothing to do, so they attack the wrong things. But Blaser suspects that the germs inside our bodies matter a lot more than those on our kitchen counters.
When a parent takes their child to have their ear infections treated, I think that one of the hidden consequences of the antibiotic use is that it's having an effect on bacteria all over the body, including in some kids eliminating Helicobacter. So it is possible that every time a child gets a course of antibiotics for any reason, they are marginally increasing their risk of asthma.
The next step is to find out if people who take more antibiotics during their childhood are more likely to develop asthma or allergies than others.
Thanks, Justin. Stars and hydrogen bombs get their energy by fusing hydrogen atoms into helium. For many decades, scientists have tried to duplicate that trick in a controlled manner to create a fusion reactor. And while they've triggered such reactions, they haven't been able to sustain them. Now scientists in the U.S. and Russia have teamed up to create a new circuit that can trigger hydrogen fusion every 10 seconds, rapidly enough to sustain the reaction and generate power. While promising, the researchers say it will be another 2 decades before the technology can be used in power plants. In other technology news, an international team of researchers is working to incorporate flexible, light-emitting sheets of plastic into a variety of products, from clothing that could light up and change color to windows that could become lamps at night. Finally, Chelsea's here to tell us how new technology is shedding light on the distant past.
Listener Calvin of Gainesville, Florida, emailed to ask, "What are the closest living relatives to dinosaurs?" Well, your best guess might be crocodiles or lizards, but hot-off-the-press research shows that it may be chickens. Scientists have long thought that birds descend from dinos, but only last month were they able to analyze collagen from a 68-million-year-old T-Rex fossil. Team member Lewis Cantley of Beth Israel Deaconess and Harvard says it most closely matched collagen from the poultry, but he's careful not to count this chicken before it hatches.
You know, there may be another modern species that hasn't yet been sequenced that would end up giving us even more matches, but with what we have, the bird is the winner.
If you have a science question, don't be chicken. Call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT or go to scienceupdate.com.
As always, if we use your question, you'll win a Science Update mug. Well, that's all for this week. Next time, we'll answer two listeners' questions about the whys of wisdom teeth and why IQ may be overrated. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.